The U.S. is issuing new warnings about Russia's military intentions in Ukraine, saying the Kremlin may seek to provoke conflict after a week of diplomatic efforts failed to ease tensions over the 100,000 Russian troops now near Ukraine's border. NPR's Charles Maines joins us on the line now from Moscow to tell us more. Charles, thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to do it.
So the White House came out with strong statements Friday, warning that Russia may be planning what it called a false flag operation against Ukraine. Could you just tell us more about what they're talking about, and is there any reaction from the Kremlin?
White House officials say Russia pre-positioned operatives to stage a possible attack against Moscow's own forces, or perhaps its allies in East Ukraine, all with the goal of giving the Kremlin a pretext for war against Ukraine. Now the U.S. clearly is issuing this information to try and keep it from happening. Moreover, the U.S. isn't providing any evidence, which was seized upon by Russia. The Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, called the idea of a premeditated attack unfounded, said it wasn't confirmed by anything. And whether it's true or not, we don't know, but the U.S. has certainly expressed concern all along about what the White House calls the Russian playbook, in other words, trying to provoke conflict rather than pursue diplomacy.
Well, about that diplomacy, we saw that there were hours and hours of talks in European capitals that really seemed to go nowhere. What can you tell us about that? Like, why the impasse?
You know, Russia and the U.S., together with its allies, are really talking about different things. You know, the West says it wants to see this de-escalation of Russian troops along Ukraine's border. That's what we've heard so much about. Russia calls the idea of a pullback from its own territory absurd and denies it has any plans to attack. And yet Russia is clearly using a credible threat of force to negotiate what it sees as these historical injustices coming out of the end of the Cold War. So Russia wants a ban on NATO membership for Ukraine. That's part of it. But it also wants this rollback of NATO to where it was before these former communist nations like Poland, like Czech Republic, entered into the alliance in the late 1990s.